Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. I am so happy to be here with you. We're going to help you to make more money. We're going to help you with true success, with health and wellness. We're going to help you explore yourself and our universe. And the person who's going to help us today is a very special guest. She's an international speaker. She's a life coach. She's a love coach. She's been on ABC News. She's been in the Huffington Post. And her name is Orion Talmai. Orion, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you doing?
I am doing very well. It's an honor to talk to you because let me tell you about Orion, everybody. Orion is reaching out to both successful people, regular people, business owners, entrepreneurs, people who are looking to connect. They're looking for self-love. They're looking to find their divine power and to feel alive. And especially with women, she helps a lot of women specifically, and we all have great women in our life. So guys, we can pay attention. Maybe we'll learn something. We need to learn a lot, actually. Men could learn a lot. She teaches people to take care of themselves more physically, spiritually, emotionally. And so, Orion, tell me about your story. When we talk about, you've become very successful. You're building a business, but your story is so amazing. When you come from a really challenging story and you build your own business, I think the story is the most important thing. So tell me about your background, Orion. What led you to this? Tell me about your story.
My story. Well, okay, let's go back.
Sure.
I was in a very bad relationship, very toxic, very abusive. And it took me about 2 years of going through, severe depression to get out of it. And it was at some point, it was a choice of whether to go the medical route, to self-medicate, or to find that light inside of me and to find what is inside of me that can rise like the phoenix from our own ashes. And so I did everything that I could to elevate my state. And it started with little things like watching funny YouTube videos and doing mirror work, and then actually going and studying from the best of the best in the world in the area of self-development and relationship and learning how to empower myself. Now, another aspect of empowerment was through the physical. So my internal question that was running my life was, how can I not get hurt again? And so I used to sabotage every relationship I got myself into. I was very much in my masculine. How can I not get hurt also was on the physical level, where I went and I studied martial arts and I did MMA and Aikido and lifted weights like the guys, and I was super tough. And when you come to a relationship with this question of how can I not get hurt, you will self-sabotage. And so I went to a seminar by Tony Robbins. It's called Date with Destiny. And I learned that my question was, how can I not get hurt? And I changed it to, how can I trust more? And that night was a very powerful night for me, because at 1 a.m., I went and I sat by a waterfall and I prayed to the stars. And I was at the place of surrendering my control to a greater power. I was in a place of love and I was in a place of faith. And I had a complete breakthrough, and I cried and I laughed and I cried and I laughed. And then I sat down and I wrote my relationship vision. And I wrote not only what I want in a man, but who do I need to be? How do I need to show up in life? Or what needs to be to change internally for me to attract the love that I want? And then I sat and I prayed and I sang and I was in peace. And the next day, it was a good day. And the following day, it was the last day of the seminar. And exactly at 1 a.m., I met the incredible man that is now my husband. We got married about a month ago in Costa Rica.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And beautiful. Because I went through all the hurt and the pain, and because I learned what it takes to have a good relationship, and because I learned from such great leaders and luminaries, I want to empower people the way I was empowered. And I want to save them the time and trouble and the figuring it out, because I learned the lessons and I can help them now.
Well, I'm amazed at what you've accomplished. And actually, we do a lot more than just help people with money and business. What you're talking about as well really is true success. And true success has to do with love and light and so many topics that actually can go hand in hand. And I want to expand on that, because that's actually probably what's really important, especially your relationship. Your story that you just told me is amazing. But what we talk about on this show and our website's believe.love, and I know your website is orionsmethod.com, so I definitely suggest people go there. But I know, because I've hired, you know, over 100 people over X number of years, and I know I can pay attention to detail just to put together in terms of your, what I would say, your business and sort of your life. You know, a lot of times, until we address those tough things, we're not able to open ourselves up to take action. You're putting yourself out there now. You are on TV. You're making a difference. Your website is very well organized. It looks good. You have, you know, this is not easy to do. People that want to get started towards actually doing things in terms of, sure, I'm saying money and business, but in terms of their life, what I'm hearing is that you're having you found some harmony and did certain things to enable yourself to find harmony so you could also take action. And it says here you were a rebel in your teenage years. At 18, you served in the intelligence unit, taught you discipline, you moved to Japan, then you got minor roles in independent films in New York City. And it wasn't easy. I mean, talk about that. Talk about all these experiences and what enabled you to open up, to take action so you could do what you're doing now in terms of your business. And then we're going to get to what's really important, which is the love and the true success.
Well, yeah, I was, I always knew that there is something more for me. And I was, you might call it courage or stupidity, but I always had this hunger for life and hunger to go and explore more and go against the grain. And when I was, how old was I? I think I was 22 when I used to sell cars and was really boring for me. And I decided to quit. And I remembered a conversation with my manager who said that I have a really good job and I shouldn't leave because of the economy, but I knew that there was a different calling for me. I remember reading a guidebook about Japan and talking about visualizing and how your subconscious mind can manifest things. I highlighted all the places in the book that I wanted to go and visit in Japan. And, it's not enough to sit and visualize. You have to take action. And I took massive action, meaning I bought a ticket to Japan. And at that time, I wasn't that great with savings. I only had $700 in my pocket. And that's where I went to Japan with, not knowing the language, not knowing anybody there. Actually, I never left the country before.
That's a big trip. Yeah, that is. I know firsthand. Go ahead, continue.
And so I went to Japan. And things worked out. I found random jobs, and then I even found love. And a trip that was supposed to be 3 weeks ended up being 4 years almost. And it was a wonderful, wonderful time. It was an experience that shaped me as a person and shaped my life. Yeah.
Nihon gaski desu ka?
Hi.
Hi, so does.
Okay.
I just know that's about all I know. I forgot a lot. But So what enabled you to take...
Nihon daisuki. Nihon daisuki. I love Japan. I love Japanese
people. Well, see, now you've reached my limit of Japanese. You've surpassed me. So how did you take action? Because I think in terms of business, in terms of people want to have success in terms of money, that's what we have to live by currently. And in going to Japan, in doing what you're doing now, building a great website and a business, oriansmethod.com, what enables you to take action? Because that's something people want to do so badly. What allows you to do that in everything you're doing?
Because sometimes what I had to learn and that I have to get over my imperfections. Sometimes you have to take an action that is not perfect. And sometimes you just have to dive and pray to God that a net will appear. And sometimes the net appears and sometimes you get hurt a little bit. But whatever you experience, you learn from everything in my life. If I go back and look at my life and look at the bad relationships and the good relationship and the bad experiences and the good experiences and the pain and the love and the hurt and the joy, I wouldn't change a thing because I believe that everything in my life is shaping who I am today. And if you go forward believing that, again, connecting to faith, connecting to love, you will take faster actions that are imperfect, but are perfect in its imperfection. And when I went to Japan, I remember I read that book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy.
Okay.
And I really believed it. And I remember while I was in Japan, and even when I was struggling in the beginning, every time I went by a little Shinto temple, I would ring the bell and throw coin and clap 1, 2, 3 and say a prayer of gratitude. And I always prayed for my guides. And I always thank them, like, oh my God, thank you for my health, and thank you for my life, and thank you for being here in this magnificent country. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And whatever you focus on will grow. If you're focused on gratitude and appreciation for what you have, you will get more of that. And taking the actions will be easier because you will have more faith in your guides, more faith in the universe, and understanding that the universe is working. It's nothing is being done to you. The universe is working for you.
Well, I really admire. I admire so much what you're saying. It matches Dr. Patel, who we had on, who said gratitude is the key to her success. It's the exact same thing. And Orion is saying the very same thing. And also, when men hear things like guides, I can tell you, actually, I had channelings from people. A couple were making things up. And one lady in Sedona, Arizona, she was channeling, and I didn't tell her anything. There was no pre-interview. And what was coming through, there's no way anybody could have known that. And she just came out for 20 minutes and told me things nobody would know. There's a lot of truth to what Orion is saying, and I really admire it. She has an amazing story. She's an amazing person. I want to talk about true success, Orion. True success has to do with love, of course, like you said. Without love and understanding, you know, success in terms of money may be empty. There are people out there, very wealthy people, who I've had no money, I've had a lot of money, and I've had tough times. So what's going on with men and women when it comes to love? To me, a lot of things are about trust. Men, to be honest, lie a lot. Women do as well, but men want usually more than one girl in many cases, especially if they were raised in this country to think money and success is money. And a lot of times, you know, men are driven towards that. You help women as well. And I think really you're helping men too. But in terms of coming to some kind of deeper understanding with what's going on with honesty and relationships on both sides, what do you think? What's going on out there? What are the secrets behind good relationships, in your opinion?
Well, even if you had people betray you and people hurt you and cheat on you, whatever the case is, you can't go on without trusting. Because without trusting and giving someone your trust, you will never ever be able to build an authentic relationship. And relationships take a lot of work. You have to learn to become a person who is deserve of a good relationship, whether you're a man or a woman. Who do you need to become to have the relationship that you want? If you want somebody who's smart and successful and spiritual and good-hearted and sexual, who do you need to become? Do you need to become all those things to be a match, a vibrational match to that person that you want to attract? I say, yeah. And this was exactly the work that I did, where you write down, you can actually do that work. You write down who do I want? What kind of traits do they have? And how can I highlight those traits in me? What action steps, what type of person do I need to become to attract that person?
And I can verify what Orion Talma is saying is true. Actually, she helps both men and women, but a lot of women specifically, but even for men. The reason I'm doing this show literally is exactly what she's saying I've had to do, because I felt alone, I made myself alone, and I decided I want to do the same thing, and I'm still working on it, but literally I'm doing the same thing. And I know she talks maybe to women about that as well, but men, we can do the same thing. And actually, as we do that, some of these things, because men and women were designed slightly differently, but we can find some harmony. I think it starts with trust and honesty, and I'm sure Orion would agree. And Orion, if we get into health and wellness, a section that this topic's kind of going to, it's kind of be an interesting topic to put in health and wellness, but why do men and why do people cheat, and what can we do about it?
Well, when people cheat, that means that something in their relationship is not healthy enough. And if man treats the woman in a bad way and put her down, or if the woman treats the man in a way that emasculates him and make him feel not important, she's not allowing him to be the man, she's not letting him experience himself as a leader in the relationship. Even it's not about who's the leader and who, it's not an ego game. It's just that man wants to be the woman's the Superman, the great lover, the great provider. And when a woman makes him feel less than, he will go and he will cheat, not because of the sexual aspect of it necessarily. Sometimes it is, but not that necessarily, just because he wants to feel admired by somebody else.
I can validate what you're saying. I mean, as a man and having gone through a lot of situations, I think it's beautiful, because actually it doesn't take away from me a woman's capabilities. In fact, women, especially when it comes to spirituality or maybe things that really matter, are actually, I'm going to use the word smarter. Generally, they're more open to things that could be true, that are of a bigger picture currently. And I think we're working to harmonize that. And it's a beautiful discussion you and I are having, because, you know, I'm a man, you're a woman. And so I think that it's great, because actually a woman's strength is what you're talking about. It's not a weakness. Now, men need to tell the truth, and that can be a tough thing for men to do. They're afraid to tell the truth. And I think it starts there. But I think if you tell the truth and there's some real discussion about, I'm talking real, when I say real, I mean real, then I think anything is possible if we start there and we see it as a plus and not a minus. Women, I don't blame them. They could see it as a weakness because they're afraid of getting hurt, so they don't want to let their guard down. What enabled you to make that change and feel like this is your strength to be feminine and beautiful like this, and not a weakness that you'll get hurt?
And that's completely true, because I saw feminine women as weak. I saw it as weakness. Actually, when I was at that seminar and they talked about masculine and feminine energies, what men want from a woman, what a woman want from a man, is usually even powerful women wants to men to be the powerful masculine, and
you're right.
And a powerful masculine man will not want another guy in their relationship. I mean, it doesn't matter if you wear a dress or not. It's
you're
that
right.
Internal, it's that internal energy.
You are very right.
When I was in my extreme masculine, I used to dress up. I used to look like a beautiful feminine woman. But man, I was too tough, too hard, too guarded. Didn't let anybody in. And if they tried, oh my God, mm-mm-mm. And so, what was the question again?
Well, you're addressing it perfectly. I mean, it's basically, we're talking about, I mean, I love what you're saying. Literally, this is perfect for me and I can improve as well. We all can, but men can definitely improve a lot. And it starts with the number one thing I've heard from talking to many, many, many girls is honesty, direct it all the time, and tough honesty, maybe. It sounds tough, but it's not. It's loving. To me, it's loving because so many girls have gotten lied to. But what you're saying is you're making it your strength and not a weakness to being feminine.
Yeah, and the tough honesty, I totally agree with you. And there is a way to do it.
Sure. Tell me, what is a good way for women to receive that, actually?
One thing that, one really, really good tool in relationships is Imago Dialogue, which is, you can just Google Imago Dialogue and download it from the web. It's just a way to communicate and connect in a way that both sides are feeling listened to.
How do you spell that, Orion? That's good.
Imago Dialogue.
How do you spell
sure
it roughly? And Google will autocorrect.
A-M-G.
Sure.
Imago.
Imago,
yeah.
Imago.
Imago, the way you hear it.
A-M-A-G-O, yes. And then Imago Dialogue, and then Google will autocorrect. I wouldn't know how to spell it either. Okay, so tell me about that.
Yeah, it's just a wonderful tool when people get really, when they get into fights, they can't hear the other side, and this is just an opportunity to not necessarily agree with the other side, just hear them and validate what they are saying and make them feel heard. And the moment someone is feels like he is heard or she is heard, they open up and there is more possibility to connect again. Another thing is something that my husband and I do almost every night is gratitude, where before we go to sleep, we have the appreciation moment and we try never to go to sleep without it, where we say at least three things to each other that we appreciate about each other. Like, oh my God, thank you so much for doing the dishes. Thank you for helping me with my horrible spelling today. thank you for, I don't know. Thank you for smiling at me and that eye connection that we had. It was so cool. Thank you very much. And then you focus on the gratitude and you focus on what you love about each other. And if you focus about what you love about each other every day and you have this amazing appreciation for each other, do you think that any of you will go and try to look somewhere else?
Well,
I don't think so.
I agree with you. We're talking with... go ahead.
Yeah, if you think that you are married or with the best person in the whole world, you will not go and stray because this is self-sabotage.
I think there's some truth to that. I think that it starts with honesty, and definitely if a man feels masculine to the nth degree, that is a big step, and the men need to be honest and work through their own things that might also be not allowing them to completely connect and really have some truth come out and work through some things, which could include talking about some hard truths that they've hidden from women. I know successful men that are up to all kinds of shenanigans, and I think a lot of this comes from honesty, and I'd really take to heart, whether you're a man or a woman, what Orion is saying. We're talking with Orion Talmai. Her website is orionsmethod.com. She is an expert, an international speaker. She's a life coach, a love coach. Orion, tell us, when we talk about our universe, which really has to do with us, we're a part of our universe. We're talking about our subconscious mind. You talked about it earlier. What is Orion's method? Because this is really deep, really important. Tell us about Orion's method.
Well, Orion's method, my method.
Yes.
Okay, it's just a combination of, it's just a combination of everything that I learned from the best people in the world, from traveling to India and spending time in an ashram in Oneness University, to learning from the greatest leaders and luminaries and investing hundreds of thousands of dollars in seminars, and also learning from my own mistakes and doing the work and connecting to my universal Google, if you may.
Sure.
You know, it's like we're all connected to infinite power.
That's been scientifically proven for men out there. It's actually scientifically proven. Every point in space and time is connected. Physicists have proven that. Go ahead, continue.
That's beautiful. So we're all connected. It's just about allowing the connection and allowing yourself to listen to your inner voice and relax and really follow what you think is true to you. And like anything in the world, like exercising at the gym and changing your physical appearance, it takes time and it takes effort. It doesn't have to be hard, but it has to be consistent. And the more you do it, and the more you will connect to that, because God, the creator, that power, it's not a concept that somebody can teach you. It's a personal experience, and you need to experience that power for yourself. And I'm sure everybody at some point of their life had miracles that happened, coincidences that happened to them that led them on an amazing path, and they can connect to that power.
You're right. It's available to us all, and I would say it's always there. It doesn't have to be immediate. There can be ups and downs as we're finding it, but it's always there. We're always connected to it. And Orion is an example of that. I would really listen to everything she's saying. Orionsmethod.com. And I went on Orionsmethod.com and I saw that it's what you're talking about. It's an integrative approach to your well-being, working with the physical, the mental, spiritual, emotional aspects of yourself to create a total transformation. You break through the barriers of the subconscious mind through NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, and maybe you can tell us about that, and also hypnotic techniques, and it includes fitness, nutrition, and biohacks to improve your health and wellness. And it sounds like, and this is really with Believe, you know, believe.love is our website. I think it's really similar because it is all connected. So Orion, expand on this method because it sounds so beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, of course, I believe in mind-body connection, especially for women. A lot of traumas are stored in the body, and more than the intellectual way of, you know, talking to somebody or even hypnosis, they need to release traumas through some somatic works, through movement, through dance, through breathing, even doing mantras, using their voice, because women are afraid to use their voice, and just the that release can release years of trauma. You can have a powerful dance and release all that pain. I do believe that we run the same patterns over and over again. Sometimes we get stuck on a thought.
I definitely have.
And NLP is just a way of neuro-linguistic programming through where it just helps you break those patterns.
There's studies behind that, right? That's like a really effective thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, everything, your whole world is reflected to you through the filter of your mind. And when you change the filter, you see the world in a different way, and all kinds of unforeseen opportunities will show up to you when you change your mind. Because when you change, the world around you change, right?
That's right. And neuroplasticity, I guess, shows us that we can have, I've heard from other doctors, 20,000 versions of ourselves. Literally, you can. But to do that, what Orion is telling us, what I hear, is we have to address the subconscious, because it's really, that's where it all is. So through NLP and hypnosis, and then loving ourselves can enable us to take action, and having those breakthrough aha moments like Orion did, where you actually do it. She went to Japan, and then she met her husband after she was really looking to the stars and praying. And I want to tell you, Orion, what you're teaching actually really can change the world. You know, there are people with big guns and a lot of money controlling things right now. That's just the bottom line. And yeah. Actually loving them and loving even energetically, not necessarily them specifically, but we're not going to get anywhere ignoring it all. And what you're teaching women specifically is the way. Imagine if all women went towards guys that not only are trying to be driven money-wise, but also with love, and all women went towards that. Imagine how quickly the world changed if the most beautiful women, and by the way, all women are beautiful, but let's say even the most beautiful women included in that physically went towards that kind of a man. Imagine if they felt empowered and not like they're going to get crushed, like you've been able to do yourself. Imagine how quickly the world would change. So I want to thank you, because that is so powerful. Literally what you're teaching, when women put it into action, can change the world. So I want to thank you for that.
Thank you. And it's not, like you said, it's not about external beauty, because
that's right.
It's about what you radiate from the inside that will create an attraction. Yes, there is always the superficial level, of course, and a woman needs to take care of herself and to the best of her ability.
And so do men.
And men too, of course.
Yes.
Yeah. I was just addressing women, but yeah, men
sure.
Too.
I was being fair, right?
Also to have that internal change. For a woman to feel more in her, feeling more soft and free, I would recommend, you know, experiencing with wearing beautiful lingerie, even underneath your business suit, and finding ways to dress that make you feel empowered, whether it's an old T-shirt. Or a beautiful dress, anything that makes you feel empowered, because you will radiate, it will come from the inside, it will show from the inside, and for men the same way, external transformation does affect internal transformation, and when you go beyond that superficial lizard brain type of attraction.
Right.
What's left is what's in your heart and the person that you are. And if you work on yourself, if you change yourself, if you emanate more love, more joy, more bliss, more freedom, people will get attracted to that. And will get attracted to that. That's what's really important, what's happening inside of you. Because, you know, people, men and women, they're looking for somebody to complete them. Oh my God, I'm looking for my other half. And I say, you make sure that you're full. And then it's like when the other person comes, it's just a cherry on top.
Yeah. And I've had that same, I'm down the same path. I thought that I needed to date the most beautiful girls and make the most money. And actually understanding is love. So really for me, that, you know, I moved to South Beach, Miami. I lived in LA for a year, but Miami Beach, the most beautiful girls, well, they're everywhere. Physically maybe, but, and they are beautiful too. And there's a lot of very physically beautiful girls that are beautiful inside and out as well. And actually all girls are physical, but the vibration is the key. Because actually, when I was being fair to women as well, men could get in shape and stay in shape as well, right? We have to work out as well. But that's what she's talking about, Orion, is that, you know, there's a deeper level. And I can validate that, you know, a lot of times men are more likely to focus on physical beauty in our world today. And actually, true beauty could, what can make somebody beautiful is feeling complete. And actually, when you feel complete and when you have a good vibration, you might care less about only, you know, other things will become beautiful to you as a man. And I would say understanding is the key, and even understanding the tough things in life. And men could do a much better job also of understanding women. So I really agree with what you said, Orion.
There's the idea of I don't have enough. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough beauty. I don't have enough of this and that. And then you go and there it's like a never ending quest for trying to feel that there is enough and you are enough. Even people that are billionaires, some of them feel like, oh my God, I made all this money and I still don't feel like I'm good enough or there is enough in my life. So I would say start feeling like you're enough right now. And look at all the areas in your life where there is enough. Even, and start with the little things. Like, I can breathe. I can breathe. I don't think about breathing. There is this invisible force that is breathing me. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that. And start with like little acts and of gratitude. Little saying of like, just affirm to yourself the good in your life and focus on what's enough.
Yes, and in the book The Power, which is the book after The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, she says exactly that. Focus on the things you love and let the other things just fall off. Go right back to that list of things you love, even the simple things, and we all have things we love. We all do. And Orion has taught us some amazing things. I highly recommend, again, you check out her website, orionsmethod.com. It's been a great honor to talk to her. I actually, a lot of things she's saying correlate with me. Her story is so beautiful. She's helped so many people. What I hear from her is small victories. You know, look at your subconscious, believe in yourself. And actually, there's so much to her message. You can watch this again and go to her website to check out more. Orion, thank you so much for joining us on Believe.
Thank you so much, and keep believing.
That's right. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.